we have decided that this podcast will be called Levitating Everywhere.
Oh, speaking of which, we should figure out our format for intros. Like, we need to do an intro every week, and if it was kind of the same thing, it would be good, right? It would make sense. The only reason I bring it up is because, I don't know if you listened to the one we made last week, but you'll notice that I didn't say my own name, right? There's a legal reason why I can't say my own name. So I'm thinking that in any place where I would say my own name, I'd like you to say it, but put it in post.
Okay.
You could make like a Casio keyboard sample and you could just hit it every time my name would come up.
Hey, Deegan.
Hey, Deegan.
Hey, Deegan.
Yeah. So like, we could do an intro, and you'll say, like, hi, I'm Zach Collins, and I'll say, hi, I'm... Yeah. But don't actually do it. Do it in post. It would be better.
Oh, I'm going to do it in post. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
I mean, I don't own the digital rights to my name anymore.
Oh.
So...
Did you sell them, or did you lose them in some sort of litigation?
I actually, I'm under probation right now for trying to steal my own identity. You know, I had a pretty bad breakup about 5 months ago or so.
I remember.
And one of the terms of our breakup was she got to keep my digital rights, but I misunderstood that, thinking that it was just my name on social networking sites. But no, it's the whole thing. If you'll notice, I never really use my real name on the internet.
Right.
Because every time I do it, I have to pay money.
How much are you... I don't mean to interrupt, but how much are you paying her every time you use your own name on the internet?
About 1,000 yen, which is like $12, but that adds up.
Yeah, that's pretty steep.
Yeah. Yeah, but I thought if you worked in an office, that meant that you were like on Facebook talking about cats and shit. Like,
no, they told me I wasn't allowed to do that. They took me into like the conference room and told me I wasn't allowed to do that anymore.
Specifically cats?
Yes, just specifically cats. Everything else is fair game.
What about openly masturbating to things other than cats? You can't masturbate to cats, right?
No, I cannot masturbate to cats. They have... that. They specifically stated that. They specifically stated, Zach, we don't want you on Facebook looking at, liking, or sharing pictures of cats. We also don't want you masturbating to cats. They Dude. Didn't mention anything about masturbating to, like, heteronormative porn. Nothing like that.
Yo, that shit is so 2007, though. I mean...
What, cats?
No. Heteronormative pornography. Dude, I've gotten so deep into this shit that all I do is I get a furniture catalog and cut out pieces of furniture.
Uh-huh.
And then just hold the two cut out like chairs in front of me and just bang them together and pretend they're having sex. That's the only thing I'm into now. Hey, so let's do an intro. How's that sound?
That sounds good. Hold on.
What was that?
That was me slurping coffee. Well, that's just out of like their podcast is like brand new too.
Oh, okay.
And we have more reviews than they do. They have one and we have six.
I love how they're like a legit like 40-year-old institution.
I know. Levitating Everywhere is higher ranked on iTunes than the Groundlings podcast.
That's funny. Anyway, let's do the intro.
Alright.
No, don't do that.
Welcome to Levitating Everywhere. I'm your host, Zach Collins.
And I'm...
A.D.
Alright, we're good.
Oh, so off the top, I think we should say, I'd like to thank Tom Whalen for the intro.
Yes, I would also like to thank Tom Whalen. You can view his website at pizzapuke.tumblr.com.
And I think he's from Canada.
I don't know.
So you were like 3 years old when Kurt Cobain died?
I guess. I don't really remember it, because...
You never knew Kurt Cobain when he was alive? Like, you have no image of him? It's just
no,
like...
I never met him.
Yeah.
Not even after he died, I never met him.
It was a big deal when he died.
A nation fell to its knees.
Kind of. I mean, I was just thinking about, like, Kim Jong-il when he died. You remember that, right?
Yeah, I remember that.
You remember how, like, I don't know, everybody in North Korea was freaking out and crying publicly. And, like,
or else they'd be, like, shot.
Well, that's the question. I mean, was it or lest they be shot, or were things so worked up in North Korea that, like, their media was so pervasive they had to act like that? I mean, when Kurt Cobain died, that's kind of what America was going through.
Yeah, because they had to be upset that Kurt Cobain died, or else they'd be shot, too.
No, yeah, we were all, you know,
terrified of Courtney Love and her fucking 12-gauge. She'd done it once. What's stopping her from doing it again?
Not even the government, just her individually coming out and shooting anyone who's not crying.
That's what the problem with our nation today. There's no more government mandated crying.
Yeah. What was it like when Michael Jackson died here?
It was like an outtake from the Warriors. People were like rioting in the streets. It was.
But they were roving Michael Jackson gangs?
Well, they weren't gangs. They were just groups of mourners. Just, you know, like moonwalking down the street with tears streaming down their cheeks.
Just like wrecking cars? And...
yeah, just like flipping over school buses and smashing store windows. Yeah, it was fucking crazy.
Oh, man.
You don't remember that? Were you in Japan at the time?
I was in Japan. Dude, I've got actually a true story about Michael Jackson's funeral. There's like a big park in the center of Tokyo called Yayoi. It's, I don't know. You ever seen footage of those fucking rockabilly dudes dancing in Tokyo? That's the place. That's, it's right. It's like near Harajuku. Well, it doesn't fucking matter. So I was in that park for a friend's birthday, like right around when Michael Jackson died. I think he died on a Friday. Maybe I was there on a Friday night or a Saturday. And I was drinking in the park all day until it got dark, and then we were leaving the park, and there was a candlelight vigil for Michael Jackson. Just random civilians had all gotten together and were holding candles.
I was how did they organize that? Like,
I have no idea.
People like walk by, like, hey, what are you guys doing? And then like, well, it's a good idea. And then the other
no, because listen, it got even weirder. So there was like one little set of tiny little speakers somewhere playing like Billie Jean, but like really quietly and weird. And there was like three or four Michael Jackson impersonators, like bad Michael Jackson impersonators, like just sort of like greasy dudes dressed up like different eras of Michael Jackson.
There was a 5 foot tall guy, weighed 500 pounds.
Now, well, it wasn't that bad.
There was an 8 year old girl.
I wish. No, it was weird because they were all vaguely kind of Michael-ish, and the one closest to me looked like he had full-on Jerry curl in, which I don't even know where he got that. But the weirdest thing about it is we were all like, there was something really fucked up and eerie about it. Like, each person who was at this funeral was probably some kind of insane maniac. And I was trying not to get too into the scene because everybody there was obviously crazy, but I was standing very close to one of the Michael Jackson impersonators who started dancing and spinning around, but there was no real music playing. The only music was just, like, really far away. And while he was dancing and spinning around, under his breath, he just kept going, Michael, Michael, Michael. And both me and my girlfriend were like, ugh, and, like, ran out of there, and we felt like we were cursed. It was like, I don't think we talked about it for, like, the next half hour, and then, like, half an hour later, I was like, that was pretty fucked up, right?
That is weird. I was standing out front of Lauren's apartment the other day, just like smoking a cigarette, waiting for her to get back from work. And I see this guy walking down the street. He's like this old guy, but he's like maybe like 6.5 feet tall, but just like super skinny and just like wearing like nylon running shorts, so like pretty short, and like a tank top. And he's barefoot, carrying an empty like paper towel roll.
Yeah.
And a bottle of shampoo, and he has a Bluetooth headset on, and every step he takes is like when his foot hits the ground, he's just like, disgusting. So he's walking down the street just disgusting, 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 disgusting. And he just like staring straight down at the ground.
He was going to go fuck that toilet paper roll, right? I mean, he was going to shampoo it up and just fuck it publicly somewhere, right? While saying disgusting into his headset, right?
Just like self-shaming. Just like, you're so filthy. You're disgusting. Ugh, Mom!
Oh, maybe he has a long-distance relationship and he's talking to like his boyfriend or girlfriend who's somewhere else who's also fucking some kind of piece of cardboard. And they're both shaming each other. But where'd he get the Bluetooth? You think it was a real Bluetooth?
People just give those away.
Oh god. Our first podcast, our first episode was a smashing success, and got some fan mail already.
Oh, that really?
I'd like to read. Yeah, it's only addressed to me though.
Huh.
So you're gonna have to put my name in post.
Okay.
So the letter goes like this. Dear
AD,
I heard your first episode and I think it was great. I especially like how cool you sound. You sound like a beautiful tall person, and I like you a lot. Good episode. You are definitely taller than the other person whose name I don't know or care to know. Love, Jennifer Computers. P.S. You sound very tall. Thank you. So thanks, Jennifer. Means a lot that you'd write in.
Yeah, thanks, Jennifer. I think you like the show. To all of our other listeners out there, if you want to send in fan mail, we have an email address. It's just levitatingeverywhere@gmail.com.
I don't think that's going to happen.
No, I don't think so. That's not even a real email address.
Okay, cool.
Okay. We got a review on iTunes that's just talking about how there are no Prince songs in the podcast. But they said Bat Jam when it's called Bat Dance, so that kind of threw me off.
I think it's probably some coded message, and we should spend a lot of time figuring out what they actually mean.
Go to cypher.com.
Okay.
/Prince.
Okay.
Dot.
Uh-huh.
Purple.
Okay.
/Rain.
Okay.
Dot.
Okay.
PHP.
Wait, PHP?
Yeah.
Yeah.
?
Okay.
?
Okay.
Doves Cry.
Doves Cry, okay. It says enter query.
Oh, after Dove Sign, just put .net.
Okay. I'm just typing Bat Jam into Bing.
Okay.
I think it's taken me to Dutch Wikipedia. Oh no, it's German Wikipedia. And it seems to be a city in Israel.
Hmm.
Called Bat Jam.
Hey, AD.
Yeah.
This is a slight change of subject.
Yeah, man.
But, how do you feel about our sophomore slump?
It's pretty horrible, man.
Yeah.
But I blame myself.
I blame you, too.
Or not even dressed like ghosts, like animals dressed like furniture in a house where you're painting, so you cover up the furniture.
Yeah.
Say you have a, like a contractor job or a contractor company, and people pay you and they say, we want a lot of drywall in here, we want you to paint the house. So you go in there and you cover all of their furniture with big white sheets, right?
Mm-hmm.
It looks like ghosts already. But
right.
Then when they're not around, you replace all of the furniture with different animals.
Mm-hmm.
And then the furniture just starts walking around because underneath the sheet.
Like a dog in a couch costume.
Or maybe like a donkey wearing like a love seat helmet. Dude, I get like 4 emails from Groupon a day now. I finally put them on ignore. It's for shit. It's all for like yoga and jazzercise and Zumba. It's all for some kind of weird middle-aged woman aerobic stuff.
Never mind.
So what? Give me a question. What do you got?
I didn't really come up with any questions.
What are your talking points?
I got some podcast pitches.
Okay, go.
All right. This first podcast idea I have, it would be kind of like a cross between like Taxi Cab Confessions and a hidden camera show.
Okay.
What we would do is we would go to a Catholic church with like our recording equipment, and we'd wait in the confessional booth for someone to come in, and then we would just record them like telling us all the horrible things that they've done that week, and then we would just give them really strange like penance to do, you know?
Yeah, but see, I wasn't raised Catholic. What do those priests actually tell people to do? Just tell them to say a certain number of prayers, right? It's nothing ever complicated. Because it would be cool if those priests were actually giving, like, really complicated orders.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking we would do. Like, it's like, forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. I did a thing. Or like, forgive me, Father, I have sinned. I told this girl I was wearing a condom.
Wait, but what was the situation in which you were telling the girl? Were you at like a shopping mall?
No. You were having sex.
Oh.
You're like, no, it's fine, I'm wearing a condom. But I wasn't, because I don't believe in birth control as a Catholic.
Oh, okay.
And so I thought lying was a more acceptable sin than, killing one of God's angels.
Which is sperm. Every single sperm is one of God's angels.
Yes, and every time a sperm doesn't get into an egg, an angel, like, their wings are clipped and they just fall to earth and die.
Holy shit. That's fucking... That's horrible, man. Do you know how many sperms are just snuffed out every day?
Too many. I'll tell you that right now, AD. There are too many. And that's the real point of levitating everywhere. This podcast is serving to further the Catholic agenda. We need to stop masturbating, stop using condoms, wasting our
sperm. You just said that in a tone like you were against it. You're like, this podcast is serving to further the Catholic agenda. Like, I thought you were changing your attitude on
it. I'm very conflicted about my religious beliefs. It's two guys, and they're, like, they have a passion for, like, practical jokes and pranks.
Okay.
And the main conceit of this podcast is that the two prank guys are brothers.
Uh-huh.
It's called Prankster Brothers.
Okay. Because
there's this other podcast called Pasta Brothers, like Pasta, B-R-O-S, period.
Okay.
And that's about two Siamese twins who just teach people how to boil water and cook pasta.
Wait, so does that mean then Prankster Brothers... Okay, so Pasta Brothers, the podcast itself, is a prank being perpetrated by the Pasta Brothers?
No. Pasta Brothers is a long-term prank that was perpetrated by the Prankster Brothers. They actually are Siamese brothers, but what they did for to be Pasta Brothers is they just glued a hardened mass of pasta all over their Siamese bits.
Wait, so where are they joined? Where are their Siamese bits?
Like at the hip.
Okay.
They have three legs, one hip, two belly buttons, four nipples, two arms, because they connect again. There's like an empty spot between the armpit and the hip where you could like stick your arm through them.
Oh, that's cool though, because then they could get like a backpack or like a fanny pack and just stick it in there and they could keep all their stuff in there. Dude, fuck doing pranks. They should just walk around. They should become drug mules. And if they just got one really big ski mask, they could put it over both their heads. And then they can move up from being a drug mule and become a gangster. And then when they have one big ski mask over both their faces, they can call themselves One Face. And that'll be like their crazy nickname. And everyone will be like, who's One Face? Because, you know, they assume everybody has one face. But then they meet a guy who's got one face and two bodies, and he's totally fucking terrifying. They'll be like the biggest fucking narco. Then they can go into Mexico and they can start taking over the drug trade. Give up on this prankster shit. Make a podcast about, you know.
There's no reason to be afraid of the cartel anymore. Because even if they cut their face off and sew it to a soccer ball, they still have one face left.
Yeah, man.
That's crazy. I'll be right back. The phone's ringing.
Seems like a waste that we're still recording during this part, so, just gonna be on my own. Talking to nobody in particular, like a maniac. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what to say. I'm getting calls from other people on Skype. Did you hear that weird noise? Dude, don't even mention Osimo to me. My brother figured out my emotional breaking point, my emotional weak point, is seeing malfunctioning robots on YouTube. So he found all of the videos that's like, Osimo falling downstairs, and like, Osimo can't make it through the hoop, and Osimo like, facing the wrong way during panel discussion, and it's just like, Osimo fucking up, like Osimo on a tricycle falling off a building. There's one where it's like this really, it's probably Disneyland or something, World of the Future, I have no idea, but there's this really, really overexcited woman with like a headset being like, "Hey guys, here comes Osimo!" And he comes out and he's facing in the wrong direction, and she can't get him to turn around, and she's like trying to play it off, but she's obviously panicking. And she's like, "How does that make you feel, Osimo?" And he just starts dancing, so he's shaking his ass. But the fact that he has his back turned and he's shaking his ass at the audience looks like it's like the ultimate fuck you to the audience. Like, she's like, "So how do you feel, Osimo?" And he's like, "Fuck you," and just shaking his ass at the audience. It's horrible. No, so there's this one where Osimo has to perform surgery on this, I think, who was the president before? It's Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter's pet turtle. And the assistant, the nurse, is like really overexcited. And she's like, "Osimo, you're gonna have to do a triple bypass on this turtle." He just fucking face plants into the turtle. He just falls onto it, knocks over the whole operating table, scalpels everywhere.
Has someone already done the prep work for the surgery? Like, is the turtle already opened up and everything?
It's opened up. He's, you know, he's got steady hands. He's a robot. He's supposed to have, like, he doesn't have a heartbeat, so his hand doesn't shake.
Right, so he doesn't have to do the grunt work. They bring him in for the precision stuff.
Oh, no, man. He's a fucking pitch hitter.
Oh, man, I saw this one, this Osio video, where it was a demo of Osio, and he was at, like, Staples or Office Max or something, and he was getting, like, a new charger, and he accidentally got a mini USB charger instead of a micro USB charger.
Oh, that fucking idiot.
And then he, like, got all the way out to the parking lot before he realized and had to immediately go back in and return it. And like, the cashier was, like, the same woman who checked him out, and she was just shaking her head at him.
They were trying to do this thing to show that he could differentiate between really subtle colors. And it was this woman had three apples on a table, and they were all vaguely really close. One was, like, red, one was, like, green-red, and one was yellow-red. And, you know, they told Osmo, get the green one, and he was supposed to walk up and take the apple. And he just reached up and yanked off the woman's head and just tore her head off and then walked away, and they were following him, and they just kept being like, "Dude, where are you going? Come back." And they couldn't get the head away from him. They couldn't get him to stop. Eventually they had to pull over like a tanker truck full of nitrous oxide,
mm-hmm,
and blow it up in front of him to get him to stop walking. They still couldn't pry the skull out of his hands. He was just charred, and all the flesh had been burnt off the skull. It was horrible. It went on for like 40 hours.
Oh, I think I like saw that or like heard about it on like BuzzFeed or something. Like, weren't his like his robot fingers like actually like hooked in the eye sockets? Like,
yeah, they were digging
passages.
Yeah, and they couldn't get. They actually had to. They had an open casket funeral for that woman, and the funeral was just Osimo's body and her charred skull held on his chest.
There was actually something really similar like that where they couldn't get Osimo to like. Never mind, fuck this, doesn't matter.
Dude, you can't bail, you gotta keep going. Oh, whatever, fine.
Oh.
So, maybe this is just my own fucked up psychology, but seeing footage of breaking robots is more tragic than looking at photos of my dead relatives.
Are they dead in the photos?
Yeah, my family's really fucking morbid.
I found a photo album in an abandoned apartment building once, and it was all, like, softcore pornography that, like, obviously this guy took pictures of, like, his girlfriend or whatever in lingerie, but in there was just one picture from an open casket funeral of this, like, super gaunt, like, old, dead black man.
Wait, so It was all just softcore pornography, and there was one picture of an open casket funeral in the middle of all of these just like soft
poses
of women in lingerie.
Yes.
Huh.
And like the picture of the dead guy was from a really weird angle, so you could like see all the way up his nose.
Yikes. Do you think he was the guy who designed the lingerie? Because you know, like back in the day when they, like, I'm talking about, like, ancient worlds, like Alexander the Great's time, when they built a structure or they built, like, a bridge and they poured the foundation, lots of times they actually kill a slave and put its body inside to, like, sort of bless and protect the structure. It's like an old practice. Do you maybe, when was that photo album from, like, the 60s, 70s?
No, it was probably from, like, the 90s.
Huh, well, that's kind of late, but I was just thinking, like, maybe the guy who designed all the lingerie, they kill him to bless all of the lingerie forever.
So, wait, were they still doing this back in the 60s and 70s?
Yeah, I think so. You ever heard of the Hoover Dam? If you go there, if you go to the base of it, I think there's, like, 15 elephants and an ostrich buried in there.
Can you, like, see the outline of them, like, Han Solo?
Oh, yeah, man, they did it really fucking shoddily. You can just see their trunks hanging out and, like, feet.
There's no... There's practically no structures left on the face of the Earth older than 80 years.
Oh, there are, but they're all made by aliens. I mean, the Parthenon, Leaning Tower of Pisa, what's that one? The one Sistine Chapel. You know, all the stuff in Europe that aliens
made.
Yeah,
that skyscraper that looks like a pickle, the one in London.
Oh, yeah, and, those Petronas Towers in Kuala Lumpur, they were made by aliens
Space
like 20 years ago. Space Needle, made by aliens.
Kilimanjaro.
That's not a structure, but yeah. Yes.
The Redwood Forests.
The Redwood Forests. The Mississippi River. The Hudson River. Any river, actually, made by aliens. Dude, did you see Prometheus?
No, I didn't.
Oh, don't worry. So, okay, I'm going to pitch a podcast to you.
Okay,
so this is going to be, it's going to be a craft podcast, but it's also going to be like a sort of international spy intrigue podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, a while ago, meaning like a long, long time ago, before I was born, really, friendship bracelets were a big thing, you know, where it's like when you were friends with someone, you'd make them a special bracelet to show your friendship for them.
Right. So, right, and they could never take it off.
Yeah, it was legally binding that they'd have to keep it on till it broke or they died. So, keep it on till it broke or they died. So, I'm thinking we make, like, an international intrigue, like a team of assassins called, Friendship Bracelets. But Bracelets is written out like a acronym, like B period R period. I mean, I don't know if it stands for anything, but it looks cool. It looks, you know...
Yeah, no, it definitely looks way cooler.
It looks like some spy shit. I mean, spies are super secretive, so when things stand for things, nobody knows what the hell they stand for.
I don't know what CIA stands for.
Nobody does. If they told you, they'd have to kill you. That's actually their slogan. It says CIA, and then it says, if we told you, we'd have to kill you. Registered trademark. So it's like a team of racial stereotypes, like in an action movie. And I'm figuring, like, you know, you could be, like, the hot-blooded Latina woman. I'd be, like, the neurotic Jewish dude. There'd have to be, like, a white dude and a black dude, or a white girl and a black woman. You know, so all the stereotypes are represented.
Oh, that's what bracelets stand for.
Maybe.
Black, red, Asian, Caucasian, Latino, Eskimo... Singaporeese. Singaporean. Go on.
Okay, yeah, so every race is represented in this multi-ethnic team. And every week the team gets orders that they have to go kill someone, like a high-powered target, like a guy who... I don't know, like a big drug dealer. So, yeah, so say they get an order from Central Command that says, like, there's this drug dealer named One Face south of the border, and you got to take him out. And so each one of them has, each member of Bracelet has their own thread, right?
Mm-hmm.
That they use all as a team to garrote their target. They choke him to death, but while they're choking him to death, they weave a really beautiful bracelet that they give to each other as friends. And, you know... People listening to this at home will get the instructions on how to weave the bracelet. So each week you learn how to make a beautiful new bracelet while hearing about this crazy adventure.
Is it like an old-time radio show where it's just like people doing different voices and some guy narrating and a guy making like creak when a door opens?
It's just going to be me doing every single voice and you just basically hitting a tin pan and pouring some water into a cup.
I've always wanted to be a Foley artist.
Yeah, man. you know. The thing you really need to get, though, is a frozen chicken. Because if you want to get a good punch sound effect, you just have to punch a frozen chicken real hard. Yeah. And, you know, if you want to act out a sex scene, you have to punch a bag of frozen peas.
Really hard.
Really fucking hard. I mean, you're going to have to get a boxing glove because you don't want to fuck up your knuckles.
Right.
And if you want to act out sort of like the sound of a door slamming really hard, you have to punch...
You have to punch a door so hard that it slams shut.
Yeah, you gotta slam a door with your fist. All I'm asking is, do you have a door and a big freezer?
Have a normal size freezer. Like, my refrigerator has like the side-by-side door, so it's pretty tall but narrow.
Does it have an ice maker?
Yeah, it has an ice maker in the door.
Because I'm guessing that the agents of Bracelet probably have an ice maker in their headquarters. So if we need the sound of an ice maker, it would be nice if we just...
Yeah, no, I totally have that covered.
Okay. On the Nine Inch Nails album, Broken, if you have the CD, in the thank yous section of it, it says, like, thank yous. And then it goes, the only thing written there, it says, fuck you, you know who the fuck you are. Why even bother including a fucking thank you section, asshole? He's the one who decided to make a thank you section. I mean, can you imagine, like, getting an award and being like, I'd like to thank... Nobody, fuck y'all! Walking away. It's like, yeah, then don't thank anybody, asshole. Okay, here's my podcast idea. So, you know, there's a few art forms that are, like, just distinctly American that we can take as our own,
mm-hmm.
You know?
Like what?
Which is, like, country music, the comic strip, date rape, devil sticks, rap music, and blues, and the rocket ship, and ghosts that howl.
The French language.
Yeah, yeah. French language was invented in Louisiana.
Kimchi.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. And
cuneiform.
Statues. Yeah, cuneiform. Statues.
Lunch
all that
meat.
Stuff. Lunch meat. Yeah.
One time I did replace my friend's anxiety medication with Adderall. That was a good prank.
That sounds horrible. What happened? Did his head blow up?
No, he died.
Okay. That's the ultimate prank. The ultimate prank is killing somebody. Can you imagine the cops are arresting you? You'd be like, no, it was a prank!
It was
the ultimate prank! Take you before the judge. You could just evoke prank. Most people don't know that's the ultimate loophole in the American justice system. If you can prove that it's a prank. I mean, mainly it's if the judge laughs or not, but otherwise...
All right, that's pretty good. You can go.
Yeah, that's usually what they say. They can't laugh too hard. They just go, yeah, all right, that's pretty good. See, I'm more into inside jokes than I'm into pranks.
Why don't you just do pranks that only some people will get? Like murder. Not everyone's going to get murder.
Not everyone finds murder funny, really. Lots of times after a murder, you have, like, the bloody weapon in your hand, and you go, you had to be there.
Get it? Get it?
This, probably a model and his agent came in, and they were looking through a portfolio together, and the model was, like, a white dude, and his agent was, like, a Japanese dude. And every page that they looked at, the model, who was like this really tall, good-looking, effeminate, like, model dude, just kept saying, yeah, and this is my gang pose. And then he'd point to the next page and go, and this is also my gang pose. Yeah, and this is my gang pose. And this is also my gang pose. It went on for like a good 5 minutes that he'd just point to another page and go, yeah, and this is my gang pose. And here I am doing a gang pose. And this is me doing a gang pose. I was just sitting there like...
Oh, and this one... No, wait, that's also my gang pose. Okay.
Seriously, and it went on for like 5 straight minutes. And I was like later I was like trying to tell that story to people, and they're like, oh yeah, that's pretty funny. If you go into an abandoned house in Cincinnati, and you look hard enough, you can find a photo album that's just a bunch of women in lingerie. And then there's a picture of my dog in a coffin.
Why'd you put your dog in a coffin?
Oh, because, you know, we're very religious. People rep G.G. Allen like he's some good...
I fucking hate him.
Well, first of all, I don't like his music. Second of all, they're like, yo, man, he shat on stage. It's like, yeah, man. anybody could do that. Fuck that. Would you like to... Could you imagine, like, wanting to go see G.G. Allin? It's like, the concept of that is... But can you imagine casually hanging out with him? Like, would you be like, hey, let's go to G.G.'s house, he's gonna eat a tampon? Like, you wouldn't be down with that.
No, G.G. Allin did write a book.
Did he?
Yeah.
What's it called?
It was called The Glowing Lantern.
Wait, G.G. Allin and The Glowing Lantern?
No, no, it was by G.G. Allin. It was just called The Glowing Lantern.
Is it a mystery novel?
Yeah, it's a mystery novel for, it's like, for teens.
Oh, wow. Dude, he made a whole series.
Did he?
Yeah.
Hold on, let me look this up.
G.G. Allin, yeah, the G.G. Allin mysteries. The Case of the Laughing Skull.
Uh-huh.
The Haunted Sock.
Yeah.
G.G. Allin Inside the Grandfather Clock.
Runaway Jury.
G.G. Allin at the Center of the Earth. Oh, man. Wait. Look up on Google Image Search. It's just G.G. Allin with a flashlight walking into, like, a haunted tomb and eating a tampon. Here he is. He's fist-fighting some Nazis on a runaway train, and he's eating a tampon.
These are so weird.
Here he is. He's like, there's a mummy popping out of a sarcophagus and freaking him out, and he's dropping the tampon before he can eat it. God damn it. What year are these from?
Are these, like, early career, or this is, like, late career stuff?
No, this is late career. Oh, holy shit, dude. G.G. Allin's still alive, and he lives in Vermont, and he writes mysteries for kids. No, look, dude. Here he is. He's got a big beard, and he's got a bunch of... here he is. He's got a bunch of dachshunds. He's got, like, a bunch of pet dogs, and he's feeding them tampons. Used tampons.
Don't you know anything about theater? Have you never tread the boards?
I tread a board once, and then I left.
Are you sure you're not thinking of walking the plank?
Oh, yeah. I treaded one board at knife point, and then I fell into the ocean. Something that used to really weird me out when I was a kid was, like, you know how Disney characters are basically dating themselves? Like, Mickey Mouse basically has sex with himself with a bow on his head.
Well, yeah.
But that means that, like, Mickey Mouse could probably put a bow on his own head and look at himself in the mirror and masturbate to, like, completion.
Why do you act like that's, like, an unprecedented, strange thing?
So you're telling me that you could put a bow in your hair, look at yourself in the mirror, and masturbate?
Well, I don't usually need the bow.
You can imagine the bow?
No, I don't.
Are you saying that the bow is implied?
No, the bow is just unnecessary. I don't even need the concept of a bow.
That's on some other shit, man.
No, you just focus in on one part. You just cover, like, you get, like, I like to put, like a curtain over it, and then I, like, cut a hole so I can just see, like, my nipple.
Oh, wow.
And that's why I shave my right nipple.
Oh, wow. So what are you imagining? That it's the nipple belonging to a girl that looks exactly like you, but is not hairy?
No, it's a girl who looks exactly like Mickey Mouse.
I mean, what kind of mouse do you like?
Anthropomorphic.
Yeah, I mean... You'd be it would be really fucked up if you were into, like, dude, what would you call that? Normal mouse?
You ever seen the movie Mouse Hunt?
You ever seen you ever seen that genre of pornography called normal mouse? I'm into that post-human shit where they cloned a human ear onto a mouse's back. That's the only thing that could get me hard.
That's sometimes I do that in the mirror too. I just look at my ear and imagine it's the back of a mouse.
The only thing that can turn me on is a human body part cloned onto the back of a rodent. Hey, how many dogs does your mom have?
My mom has 3 dogs.
Okay, cool. All right, bye.